The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
Had loads of people on the show over the years. Mm-hmm. Some people have impressed us, some people not so much.
Who are they?
Well, should remain nameless. Joining us now live in the studio is a man that I met last year when we played in Soccer 8. Mm-hmm. But I can't get away from on the TV, as we all see him on League of Their Own. I love that show. Ladies and gentlemen, stand up comedian to the stars, Jack Whitehall's in the house.
Couldn't get away with me when we're playing football either.
Yes, yeah, I scored.
You were in my pocket.
Yeah. Have you spent much time here over the years?
I've played Vicar Street a few times.
Okay.
Which is just the best venue in the world. It's so good to do comedy there. So I have very happy memories of Dublin. So.
How do you deal with all that heckling, in particular from Ireland or any, I suppose, anybody when you're up there?
You just got to power on through, and then maybe have some stock responses as well, some put downs, which I could tell you, but they're all probably slightly too offensive to be hearing at this time of the day. But yeah,
we had Darragh O'Brien on recently. Mm. He was great, and we actually questioned him about comedians must make so much money, Jack, because I've toured, and you have to, that there's a little clip split for that person and something for that. Comedians don't have a truck, they don't, all they go around with is a microphone.
Yeah.
And I said to Dara, and then you might have Dara at the back in lights, and he went, no, I got rid of that as well. Didn't need that either.
Well, what about a stool? There's often a stool there,
a bottle of water, and that's it.
Stools are really expensive. Whenever I do my shows though, I always throw quite a lot at it, because I quite like it to be a theatrical experience.
Right.
So on my last show, there was a big set piece at the end, because it was all about the Lion King, and I dressed up as Mufasa, and then there was a stampede that came into the arena, and then I'm taken out on a rope ladder. It was a big ending. I think there needs to be a bit of showmanship.
Yes.
Because you're right, otherwise it is just a man and a mic and a,
but very
and
funny.
A stool.
Peter Kay does it well there. Obviously, you do it brilliantly as well. And tell us about the movie you've written, and it's in cinemas very soon. It's called Bad Education, isn't it?
Yeah. It's the sitcom I did over in the UK, and then this is the film version of it. It's about me. I play the worst teacher on the planet, and I have this class of reprobates, and we go on a school trip that goes disastrously wrong to Cornwall.
Is it anything to do, does it reflect your childhood at all in school? Yeah. Is it based on any teachers in particular? The fact that you're in Ireland, you could give their names now if you wanted?
We won't say anything.
No, I wouldn't. I had a great headmaster, and I won't hear a bad word said against Albus Dumbledore. So, yeah. No, it's not really that reflective of my own school experiences, but I think people will recognise a lot of the stuff they see. Like, although, I don't know, maybe the school trips over here are different. I was talking to someone about school trips, and they said that they got taken to Cork to a pub where they have Ireland's longest arm, a man's arm in a box. He's called David Donnelly, and he was a boxer, and he had the longest arm in Ireland.
And they chopped it off when he died.
They chopped it off and kept it in
the
thing,
pub?
And it's in Cork in a pub. And someone said that they got taken there on a school trip.
Wow! I wish I had the best. We got kind of the Coca-Cola factory.
Yeah,
you get a free can and a pencil case when you leave. You'd be there all day.
We went to Kilmainham Jail as well.
Oh, we didn't do that.
Yeah,
no,
that was pretty impressive.
Tell us about jail.
Yeah, it's an old jail.
Oh, it's an old jail.
Yeah,
not like
there's no prisoners in anymore.
Yeah, it was where all our the rebellion people were shot. But we won't go into the politics.
Hey, actually, will you give us
keep
the history there?
Keep it funny, Nicky.
Yeah. So there's a bit in the movie I watched there in the clip where they go, it's a quadruple negative. That made me laugh.
Oh, yeah.
That's very funny.
No, those kids are so good, and they're so funny. They made me laugh so much. And like, actually, when we were filming it in Cornwall, it there was elements of life imitating art, because there's a kid in who plays one of the kids called Leighton. He's very flamboyant. He's a dancer. He's an amazing dancer. But he was in sort of quite, let's say, provincial Cornwall. Mm-hmm. And they weren't maybe used to seeing people like Leighton. He went into this pub and was dancing on the tables and twerking. And
all
watched
the regulars
some angry
are gone.
Farmers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's your man?
Who's your man there doing that?
I come here. What's it like working with someone like Harry Enfield that we all kind of grew up watching, and he's just a genius.
Oh, Harry's so good. He's so funny, and he was one of my comedy heroes. So to work with someone that you've looked up to and admired is such a great honor, and but it's quite nerve wracking as well. And also, he's a great improviser, so you can just get him to go off on one, and then he makes you look really good as a writer because
he just comes you can up go, with hilarious that's my stuff. Script, like,
yeah, yeah,
kind
that.
Of.
Yeah, yeah, I wrote that.
Is this your first movie?
This is my first movie.
Was that different?
Yeah, I was in Frozen, Disney animation. I had one line in Frozen. I played Goaty the troll, and I recorded the line. I was very excited. I did a press junket. I told everyone that I was in it. And then I went to see the film, and it wasn't that there. So I called up my agent, and my agent told me that my part in the film had been reduced to a non-speaking role, which in an animation isn't great. So I've technically I'm credited as being in Frozen.
Can you remember the line that got cut?
I now trollfully pronounce you man and wife.
There you go.
There you are. And do you see how I delivered it there? There was real intensity. And you believed it.
Yeah.
It was. I absolutely nailed it. I went in there and I smashed it out of the park. And then they crushed my dreams. And also it's like I get heckled by them because the film's huge. And that song, Let It Go, is like, no, I won't let it go. I was meant to be in this film. This was meant to be, you know, a beautiful experience. But anyway.
Your animated character's still in it. You just don't have any words.
You can see the little troll.
Does it look like it?
Onto screen and he clears his throat and he's there and he's about to do it. And then like, it cuts away to that stupid princess to sing another song.
Let it go.
The line never bothered them anyway. We had Josh Gad on the show. Do you remember? Who does he play in Frozen? Olaf. Yeah.
Olaf. Yeah.
Did you get to meet him?
He had loads of lines. None of his stuff was cut. No, I didn't get to meet any of them because they erased me from history. But I'm in the Bad Education film.
Yes,
and
all of
I
it.
I produce it, I edit it.
They couldn't cut
me.
Can't cut me.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. I tell you who did get cut, though. My dad, I do a lot of work with my dad.
Yeah.
And I gave him a part. He had a part where he was going to play a priest in a confessional. And so he came down all the way down to Cornwall. He doesn't like leaving his house. We gave him the outfit. He put it all on. He had one scene, got cut.
You were kind of in charge. Did you allow them to cut it?
Oh, I actively encouraged them to cut it because his performance was so terrible. He's not a professional actor and he turned up and it was just so over the top. It's like silent movie acting.
If you get cut, do you still get paid for your time?
I mean, he's not paid.
In Frozen.
Oh, yeah. I think I still... You got a small amount. It was mainly like a publicity thing for doing it. My dad didn't get paid. He's so angry.
Speaking of your family, they do get quite a lot of mentions. Obviously, I know you work with your dad, but your sister gets an awful time as well. From you.
Yeah.
And I did read a story where you had tried to do something kind for her to make up for the other kind of somewhat shitty things you'd done to her, and you were trying to settle Ollie Murs, but it nearly ended up being Paul Potts.
Oh, yeah. I did a corporate event that Ollie Murs was at. He was performing, and I slipped in my sister's number and said, call me. But I slipped it into the wrong dressing room because Paul Potts was also on the same bill. So Paul Potts got the call me. So I don't know whether we ever took her up on the offer. But I mean, it's not great. It's not a great look. I won't be pimping out my sister.
No.
And although I have to say, of all the times to bring that up, she was a huge fan of you guys.
What, Westlife?
Yeah.
What do you mean was? Is she not anymore?
She's grown up now.
She's got some sense.
No. But she was obsessed with...
Nicky.
Shane. The little fella.
Keane.
Actually, you're a little.
Excuse me.
Shane. She was obsessed with Shane.
But she moved on, she grew up, and
I think when you grow up, you become more of a Nicky fan.
Yeah, you're
you start
right,
off as a Shane fan, and then you grow sense.
What a licker.
He doesn't even mean it. We did a quiz on the show a few weeks ago, Jack, when myself and Jenny pretty much went back to school. Now, obviously, you play the worst teacher in the world in education. We have the questions here, Jenny.
We do.
Do you have them as well?
I do have them as well.
We just wanted to see, don't look at the answers, how you fare out.
No. So, these are just actual
general knowledge type of stuff.
Yeah, no, to be honest, we didn't do
how did
well.
You do?
Not
terrible.
Great.
Oh, great.
Not
so
great.
It's a very low bar.
Yeah, so we'll fly through them. We'll just give you a couple of them.
Are you ready? What is the longest river in Europe?
Longest river in Europe is the it's the German one.
Yes.
The
is it German?
No.
No.
It's the Volga.
The Volga.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that is again. I can't. Belgium, I think. Is it?
I don't know, actually.
Keep going. What's the next
What
one?
Is gastronomy?
Gastronomy?
Yeah.
Is the study of food.
Correct.
Yes, it is.
Where would you find the Tate Gallery?
London.
Yes!
Can you believe someone didn't know that.
I didn't know where that was.
Really? No. Well, there are other Tates. That's where you got confused. There's one.
See?
There's one in St. Ives.
Yeah, that's
there?
What I was thinking
and
of.
You were thinking of the Tate.
I think that's what you wrote down.
See, yeah. What is the most southern tip of Ireland?
The most southern tip?
Yeah, down the bottom.
Of Ireland is Old Donegal.
Sure, why not?
That's north.
Really close, Mizzenhead.
Galway, Galway.
You were nearly there.
Galway, Cork. Cork.
Mizzenhead, is it?
Mizzenhead.
Mizzenhead.
Where, Old Mizzenhead.
Where are the Kilimanjaro Mountains?
Where the Kilimanjaro Mountains are in Africa.
They are.
Where are the smallest bones in the human body?
The smallest bone.
That could differentiate from person to person, but where is...
There's no bone in that.
You wish. You wish. We did find out recently you can't break
yours,
it, though.
You really need to go and have some attention. It would be the... I'm going to go with ear.
Yes! So he fared
and your final one is, what is Australia's single biggest export?
Vegemite.
Amazing. Close. I thought it was Ugg boots. Turns out...
Barman.
Wool.
Barman.
There you go.
Barman or
well, I can tell you, you 100% did better than us anyway. You wiped the floor with us, in fact.
Yeah,
really?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, quick question about League of Their Own. Love watching. You still on it? You're going to be back and all that type of stuff. Freddie Flintoff, Jamie Redknapp, James Corden.
Yeah.
Must be a right laugh.
Yeah, it's great fun. I've just been being beaten up and thrown around for the last 2 weeks. So we recorded 8 shows. And it's like going on 8 stag do's. I mean, it really is. It's so much fun. And James, Freddie, and what's the other guy called? Redknapp, sorry.
Jim.
I always forget him because he's so forgettable.
And will James Corden get you on the Late Late Show over there?
Yeah, we're going over to visit him. We're doing a road trip in America to visit him in LA and maybe try and sell the Bad Education movie in the US.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I think it's going to be a long shot.
Listen, Jack, it's great. Tell your sister I said hi.
And
well done for growing up. And
My sister says hi to Shane, so could you pass that on?
I will. We're seeing him soon. Jack, why not?